Hi, I'm Ashley Sotier. I'm a pediatric emergency medicine physician. I live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, but I work clinically in New Orleans.
So let's start by having you tell me, who are you as it pertains to this, and what are you building and what is your goal?
So I have a little bit of a different story, I think. So 6 months ago, I think I would have had a very traditional story, where we're working, we're exhausted, we're stressed, and we're looking for a creative outlet and maybe another stream of income so that we can take a bit of a break, right? And that was my life 6 months ago. And at the end of March, I was abruptly terminated without cause. And it's something I'm very comfortable talking about because I know that it wasn't me. It was my institution, and it goes to show as far as healthcare advocacy and physician advocacy, we don't have due process, and that's something we need to fight to have because I did not have that. And I could talk for a long time about that, but what it did was, it allowed me to kind of reassess what my priorities were, I think a lot of my self-identity was very much tied up in my job, and knowing that I'm so much more than that job. And so even before that, I had a pretty big social media presence. My passion is educating parents. I feel that we don't do a great job as pediatricians to educate parents on anticipatory guidance for illnesses and injury, right? We do safety, but we don't prepare parents for what do you do if your 6-month-old has fever or vomiting in the middle of the night. And so that's something that I started doing on social media is just educational videos for parents. And that following grew. And then it became like I can't keep up with that because of my job. And so once this happened, then I was able to reassess what are my priorities. And my priorities are my family, educating families, healthcare advocacy, which I've done at a state and federal level, and branching out, right? So I'm back at the bedside. I'm working in New Orleans, and I actually just started last weekend. So I had a solid 5 months of kind of me time, and I got to spend the whole summer with my boys, which I've never gotten to do before. And so in that time, and I tell you all this because like 6 months ago, if we would have talked, it's a very different from what it is now.
Right.
But in the last month and a half, I've published 3 children's books, and I've become a bit of an illustrator, with the children's books, and still having my social media presence. And I've done health and family coaching. And so it's, we I think give away a lot of free advice, and we feel that we're doctors. We need to do this. We need to help others, but our time is very valuable. And so recognizing that, acknowledging that, and then moving forward in a way that's not like, I'm not just trying to make money, but I'm trying to build a career out of this.
Right. But I feel like that's something that's so prevalent among our field is this thought that money is like a dirty word, but we are humans just like everyone else is, and we've got livelihoods and we've got families. So I don't think there's not only do I not think there's anything wrong with making sure that we're making money, but I think that you're an example of, okay, you were working, everything was great, and then suddenly you weren't. And so we are so beholden to these large institutions that we're suddenly fired from, and then we're left going, wait, so what do I do now? Because I have a family.
Right,
I
right.
get.
And it's been very interesting because, like I said, I'm candid in speaking about it. I don't have a problem speaking about it. And part of the reason I'm so comfortable, again, like I said, I know it's not me. It's not me as a person or a clinician. But what it's done, me speaking about it, is I've had countless physicians reach out to me, private messages and phone calls and say, hey, I'm going through something similar, or I have a feeling this is about to happen. And then you realize how prevalent this is, and it's really shocking and upsetting. So I'm at least glad that I've been able to be kind of a sounding board for those physicians.
Well, and you're left with, well, what do I do next? The problem is that we are, right? We're golden handcuffed, so we stay in our job, but we have all these dreams, but we're like, how can I make an income after all of my schooling, right? It's not like everybody's just dropping out to go, you know, wait tables at your local restaurant, which again, you could do, but that's a, not only a significant drop in income, but we have loans to pay and we have houses to maintain, et cetera. So I hear you. And I think that, you know, building SoMe Docs was about providing at least a little bit of a solution, because I, you know, as a physician who left clinical practice, I do believe that what you've got here is this this cohort, this population of intelligent, motivated humans that are so highly educated and yet are only working in this like one little thing, one little like inch of a square space. And there's like this whole world open to us suddenly where we fit. I mean,
right.
And if anyone fits to be making reels and TikToks and educating people and influencing, again, not always a negative word, but I'm using it positively, it's us, it's medical doctors.
Exactly. So
I'm with you. I think it's great that I'm already hearing that you've written a few books. You know, doctors are increasingly writing books. The question is just, how do we then market those books? That's a huge barrier for us. And that's, you know, I can show you around SoMe Docs. That's the purpose of this call. But you're already thinking about your target audience. It sounds like you know that as a pediatrician, especially, that parents are your target audience. And by the way, to those pediatricians that are looking on, it's smart that you said that, because it's less, well, it could be the children sometimes, right? But a lot of times it is the parents that are making the decisions. So they're more your target audience oftentimes than the children are.
Right. Fine. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And I'm really excited that you're a part of us. I think I'm hoping that people will watch this and will welcome you in. We've got an incredibly warm community, actually. I'm really proud of that. And I thank everyone out there that's listening as a member for being warm. You know, you guys are just incredible. And, you know, I get to know people a lot more in the pods, but the pods are a testament to the warmth because people have been collaborating incredibly. So I hope that you join at least in some of the networking sessions or at least in the pod, but you do you and you do whatever it is that you have time for. Look around the site. And whenever you have additional questions, I'm still around. I may not be able to hop on Zooms like this, but I'm in the Facebook group, in the network group. So ask any of your questions there. And if you're shy or whatever, you can ask it anonymously as well.
That's right.
Love it.